All had a nice day yesterday, didn't you? All right, well, this story is about Christmas Day. And there was a minister, and he'd been reading his Bible, and he'd read in John 15:22, where Jesus said, "If I had not come and spoken to them," and he was thinking about, "If I had not come," and he fell asleep. And as he slept, he was dreaming. And in his dream, he got up and he looked around the house, and there were no Christmas flowers, and there was no Christmas tree, there were no presents, there were no stockings by the fireplace. Nothing like that, no Christmas. And he walked outside, and when he looked down the street to where his church usually was, there was no church there with no steeple pointing up to heaven. And then he came back in and he sat down, and he's still dreaming, and he sat down and he looked at his library, and there were no books about Jesus there, nothing. And as he was sitting there, a knock came at the door. And he went to the door and there was a messenger there. It was before they had telephones. And the man said, "You must come. Your best friend's mother is sick, and she's dying, and he needs you to come." And so he grabbed his Bible, which really he wouldn't even have had a Bible if Christ hadn't come. But he grabbed his Bible, and he hurried to his friend's house, and his friend was crying. And he said, "Oh, I have some words of hope for you." And he opened up the book. But there was no Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. There was no story of Jesus and the resurrection. And he just sat there. He didn't know what to do because Jesus hadn't come. And then, a few days later, still in his dream, he had to go to the, to the cemetery. And he was there, but he had no words of comfort. He couldn't talk about a resurrection or a heaven. And it made him so sad. He just wept. He began to cry. And then he woke up. And when he woke up, he heard, "Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord." It was the sound was coming from his church just down the road. And he thought, but he did come. Oh, he was so happy that he came. And you know, boys and girls, we can be so happy that he came too. And you know what? Even better yet, what's going to happen? He's going to come again, isn't he? And then there'll never be any more death or pain or bad things in the world. So I hope you remember at this special time that Jesus did come, and that's why you had Christmas yesterday. That's why you had presents, because the wise men brought presents. And that's why we have all those wonderful songs. And that's why we can look forward to a place that will be perfect. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much that Jesus did come, that there is hope in the darkness of this world, and help us to be ready for when he comes again to take us home, where we'll be happy and joyful forever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, you can go back to